point where it, for them to start would probably be kind of a pain too, or maybe they would do it, but my guess is it would probably be quite costly. But if you want to do the perfect restoration, that's what you got to do. You got to bite into a lot of these things that you know, aren't easily doable in your backyard or basement or whatever.
So some stuff like that really requires a professional skill. I mean, have you had to do that for customers there when you're restoring a trailer, or do they generally keep them as is?
No, keep them as is, or just change it out to a modern stove, you know, which are typically stainless. We have found some pretty good deals, though, on sometimes you watch eBay, Airstream puts in a sort of a scratch and dent on their stuff. Their stuff is typically stainless steel, very similar to the generic RV stoves, but you can sometimes get pretty good deals on the scratch and dent, and oftentimes the scratches and the dents are not on the visible surfaces. They're around the corner or something, so it's something that you would never occur to you as being a sort of a quasi product. You know, Airstream can't put it in their new trailers, but they can. You know, we can certainly use them in our work. I've had customers purchase them and have us install them.
Yeah, that's a great idea, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You're just gonna have to probably search out and find someone who restores vintage stuff like that. I mean, that's kind of a tough one. Let's see. We did have a Facebook question sent in from Jonathan. Jonathan has a 2003 Jeep Liberty, and he has a question. He says, I just discovered your show. Great service. Thank you. Question for your show. We are considering buying a vintage Airstream, and we'll pull it with a 2003 Jeep Liberty with towing characteristics of 5,000 pounds, 700-pound tongue, and a 25-foot maximum trailer length that's listed in the owner's manual. A vintage Airstream or a 1980-81 Accela 2 seems perfect. Do you have any suggestions for a good model or rules of thumb for my wife and I and two kids and a dog? Also, what's the best places to look for sales offered? So, yeah, kind of limited towing characteristics is what he's getting at. 25-foot length. So definitely don't go anything but what your owner's manual is saying. Don't go any bigger.
Well, oddly enough, I've got a, you know, this client trailer is still here, virtually finished at this point. But anyway, it's the Caravelle. It's a 1980 Caravelle, which is, I think, basically identical to the Accela 2. It's a narrow body. And oddly enough, he has a Jeep Liberty as well, one of his potential tow vehicles. He's got an assortment, but he's hoping to do with that. And he's also got a Chrysler Magnum, or Dodge Magnum, whatever they call it, but in sort of station wagon style, fastback station wagon car. But yeah, it's interesting, the Jeep Liberty and the lighter narrow body trailers. I know that particular trailer, original dry weight was about 3,400 pounds, and it's a tandem axle. So that's, you know, to me it almost sounded like it's on the edge, but I'm more concerned with the wheelbase, I think, than anything else. Pulling capacity is one thing, but wheelbase relative to the length of the trailer, et cetera, is, plays a bigger factor, I think.
Yeah, so definitely seek out some local advice there on that so you can look at your setup. But I do want to say that I had a Ford Expedition towing my 71 Safari, and it was I think probably 5,000 pounds or a little more. I think it's probably a little bit bigger than a Jeep Liberty, but what I'm getting at is I didn't like it. I didn't like it because it just didn't have enough power going up the hills. Now, we have lots of mountains out here. I was driving, you know, from the Bay Area up to Tahoe and stuff, but I didn't like going flooring it, going, you know, 40 miles an hour and slowing down.
Right.
Feeling this big weight behind me, you know. So, yeah, you got a problem, Jonathan, because you...